Heavenly Father, we're so very grateful that we are able to gather together today. I'm so thankful I'm able to be here with our parish family. No matter how limited I may be while being here, the fact that I can be here means so much to me, and it means that I'm healing more and more. Thank you for your loving care, Lord, and for the prayers of our family and friends. You ask us, Lord Jesus, to be your witnesses in Jerusalem, Judea, Samaria, and to the ends of the earth. We hear at the ends of the earth, thank you, Lord. Bless us, we pray, and give thanks that we're able to gather together in person. Father, thank you again for our parish family, and thank you for the words that you've given me. In Jesus' precious name, amen. Please be seated. On today's Holy Gospel reading, we find two of Jesus' disciples. Now they weren't apostles, who were walking a 7-mile journey from Jerusalem to the village of Emmaus. These two people were trying to process, if you will, the events that took place the last 3 days, but especially what they had heard took place earlier that day in Jerusalem, as well as the arrest, crucifixion, and death of our Lord Jesus. And along comes a stranger who immediately asks them what they're discussing and why they look so downcast. They tell him that they had regarded Jesus of Nazareth as being so much more than a prophet. God's power had been present with him in all of his miracles and teachings, and they couldn't doubt that this was the man of God's choice, the anointed one, the Messiah. The chief priests and the rulers of the temple handed him over to die on a cross. He was the one who would redeem Israel, and it had only been 3 days. These two followers were devastated. It wasn't just that Jesus had been the bearer of their hopes, and he was now dead and gone. It was much more than that. If Jesus had been the one to redeem Israel, he should have been there defeating the pagans who were oppressing and holding them down, and not dying at their hands. Well, the whole story, from Genesis to the prophets, pointed forward to a fulfillment which could only be found when God's anointed one took Israel's suffering, and the world's suffering as well, onto himself. Died under its own weight, then rose again as the beginning of God's new creation. God's new people, God's new covenant. This is what had to happen. And now apparently it just had. They still could not recognize him. But I want to suggest to you that Jesus' body emerging from the tomb had been transformed. It was the same, yet it was different. The very fact that they couldn't recognize Jesus at first goes hand in hand with the fact that they couldn't recognize the events that had just happened as the story of God's redemption. I believe that we can only know Jesus and can only truly recognize him when we learn to see him within the whole story. History. His story. The true story of God, Israel, and the world. To do that, we need to learn how to read the scriptures. And for that, we need, as our teacher, the risen Lord himself. This gospel passage forms one of the most powerful encouragements to pray for his presence and sense of guidance wherever and whenever we study the Bible, individually, in pairs, in small groups, or in larger groups, or maybe even when we gather together or alone to study our catechism. We need to be prepared for him to rebuke our foolish and faithless readings, and to listen for his fresh interpretations on our hearts. Only with him as our side will our hearts burn within us, like in verse 32 of the gospel today, leading us to the point where we see him face to face. Jesus opened their minds to him in the scriptures, and how they all point to Jesus as the fulfillment of God's promises. It's very important for us to remember that when scriptures are spoken of in the gospel or the epistles, they're the Old Testament. The only scriptures that were available to those folks at the time. Those were the guiding words which God inspired to order, lead, guide, and inspire humanity. The Apostle Paul puts it this way in Romans chapter 15, verse 4. For everything that was written in the past was written to teach us, so that through endurance and the encouragement of the scriptures, we might have hope. And so when we read the Old Testament, we need to readily go looking to see the presence of Jesus on every page, faithfully remembering that there are so many things pointing to Jesus, not by name, but by truth, through others like Isaac and Joseph and Daniel, the prophetic words of Isaiah, and even the Psalms. His presence is visible. I'd like to share with you something that happened as I was being prepped for surgery in Tift Hospital. The surgeon, Dr. Edward Hellman, came into the room where I was being prepped. What happened next was something so humbling and beautiful that it was clearly from our Lord Jesus. A doctor came next to me and put his hand on my right shoulder, softly asking me if he could pray for me. His words asked God to comfort me and lead his hands to do the healing work that God wanted done to correct and heal my spine. We all expected the surgery to be 1 to 2 hours long. But what was found was far more than expected and lasted nearly 5 hours. The next morning, Dr. Hellman came to see me and brought me the devotional book that he wrote called Healing Grace. What a beautiful testimony of Jesus speaking through him, through the Psalms and other scriptures and more. He is a real witness of the love of Jesus through his word. And as he put it in his book, each surgery is working to worship God. Through the healing grace of God, we're together today, and he is glorified. And so, my dear family, parish family, and friends, give Jesus your heart. And then bring him your problems, your agony, your pain, and your struggles. Just as on the road to Emmaus with Cleopas and his companion, be prepared to share in prayer with the blessed one who approaches. For them it was a stranger. Learn to listen to his voice, explaining his word, leading forward, and warming your heart by applying holy scriptures of both the Old and New Testament to what's going on in your life. Each word is precious and true as bricks and mortar to solidify your life. Precious gifts from God himself. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.